The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey gamers, this is Level E. A new adventure begins every time you press start. So get ready, power up, and let's jump into the game. Welcome to my first episode. I'm going to divide the episode into two parts today. The first part is about the experience of how I started playing video games. And the second part is about the introduction of the famous platforms that you must have heard of. Ready? Let's go. When I was a 4-year-old kid, my dad bought the newest version of the game console from Nintendo at that time, which was called Wii. Wii is a game console that you can play on TV with your family or friends, and you can enjoy it through many little games. I enjoyed the games and started understanding how good they were. After I turned 6 years old, my aunt gave me a game console that my cousin had been playing. It was a little bit old, but it was still able to play. It was called Game Boy, another game console from Nintendo. Game Boy is a small handheld console. I played it when my mom allowed me to, and I learned how to play the games. For example, some games require players to clear levels to reach the end. When I was in elementary school, my cousin got a new game console called 3DS. 3DS is also a handheld game console, but it has two screens and a touchpad to give you more ways to play. She lent it to me sometimes, but it still wasn't enough. Also, my mom said I was too little to own the newest handheld game console. Therefore, I had a dream from that time, which was to own a game console by myself when I became older. Almost every winter or summer vacation, I play Wii with my sister. We used to argue because of the odor of playing, but it was fun. I can say Wii is a game console that has been with me through my whole childhood, and it became a part of my memories that I will never forget. After I became a junior high school student, Switch was released. It was very popular at the beginning, and I couldn't get it immediately. However, my neighbor had one, so I always went to her house and played with her. During the period of COVID-19, everyone had to stay at home. So Switch's function, which allows you to play with others online, became very popular, and it started a new wave. We couldn't play with my neighbor, so my mom planned to buy one. We bought it and played it almost every day, especially Animal Crossing. It is my favorite video games of Switch. When I was going to university, I bought a new Switch, my own, to make sure I could play it even if I didn't live with my family. To me, video games are not only for relaxing or playing, but also a way to remember the wonderful memories I made while playing with my family or friends. Although there are many platforms and all of them are good, my favorite one will always be Nintendo, because it is tied to my favorite memories. Here are my experiences, hope you enjoy it. And next is the introduction of the famous platforms. Nintendo is a Japanese video game company with a long and fascinating history. It was founded in 1889 by Husajiro Yamauchi and initially focused on making handmade playing cards called Hanafuda. While the playing cards became popular, the company soon expanded its business into toys and eventually video games. This shift turned Nintendo into one of the most influential companies in the gaming industry today. Nintendo's breakthrough came in the 1980s with the release of the Nintendo Entertainment System, which is called NES. This home console became a global sensation and introduced games that would go on to become classics, such as Super Mario Bros. And Legend of Zelda. These games helped shape the gaming industry and establish Nintendo as a leader in the field. In 1989, Nintendo launched Game Boy, a handheld console that revolutionized portable gaming. Game Boy allowed players to enjoy video games on the go, and its success led to the creation of future handheld systems like Game Boy Color and Game Boy Advance. Nintendo continued to innovate in the 2000s with the release of Wii, a console that introduced motion controls to gaming. This attracted players of all ages, and Wii became one of the best-selling consoles of all time. Nintendo also released Nintendo DS and 3DS, both of which were successful handheld consoles with unique features like dual screens and 3D capabilities. In 2017, Nintendo launched Switch, a hybrid console that can be used both as a home console and a portable device. Switch became a huge success, thanks to its flexibility and a strong lineup of games like The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, and Super Mario Odyssey. With iconic characters like Mario, Link, and Pokemon, Nintendo has created some of the most recognizable figures in gaming. After over 130 years, Nintendo continues to be a driving force in the video game industry, bringing joy to players worldwide. Next is PlayStation. PlayStation is a super popular gaming brand created by Sony Interactive Entertainment, which is a part of the big Japanese company Sony. The first PlayStation console came out in 1994 in Japan, and it didn't take long for it to become a huge success worldwide. It was a game changer because it brought high quality 3D graphics and awesome games to home players, making gaming more exciting than ever. The original PlayStation, which is called PS1, is famous for games that are still loved today, like Final Fantasy VII, Metal Gear Solid, and Crash Bandicoot. In 2000, Sony released the PlayStation 2, which is called PS2. And it became a big hit because it wasn't just a gaming console. It could also play DVDs. This made it super popular and is still the best-selling game console ever. PS2 still had a huge collection of games, and many of them are classics. A few years later, PlayStation 3, which is called PS3, came out, and it introduced things like Blu-ray and online gaming, which were new and exciting at the time. Then, in 2013, PlayStation 4, which is called PS4, hit the market, and it became famous for its amazing graphics and more really big titles like God of War and Spider-Man. The latest console, PlayStation 5, which is called PS5, came out in 2020. And it's got super fast loading times and mind-blowing graphics that make gaming even more immersive. PlayStation is also well known for its exclusive games, like the Uncharted series, The Last of Us, and Gran Turismo. With millions of fans around the world, PlayStation continues to be one of the biggest names in gaming, delivering fun and unforgettable experiences for everyone. Whether you are into action, adventure, or sports, PlayStation has something for you. Steam is one of the biggest digital gaming platforms developed by Valve Corporation, an American video game company. It first launched in 2003 with the goal of making it easier for players to download and update their games. What started as a simple service quickly grew into the largest online store for PC gaming, offering a vast collection of titles from major game studios and indie developers alike. One of the key features that makes Steam stand out is its massive library of games. It covers a wide range of genres like action, strategy, role-playing, simulation, and more. Whether you are into first-person shooters, RPGs, or casual games, there's something for everyone. Some of the most popular games on Steam include Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, Dota 2, and Team Fortress 2, all developed by Valve. But the platform also offers other major titles like Cyberpunk 2077, Elden Ring, and Among Us, attracting players with different tastes. Another thing that makes Steam special is its regular sales events, like the Steam Summer Sale, where you can find discounts of up to 90% on many games. These sales have become a tradition, and gamers eagerly wait for them every year. Along with these deals, Steam provides a number of features to enhance the gaming experience. Players can unlock achievements, try out game modes, and use Cloud Save to store their progress across multiple devices. There's also a strong community where players can interact, join discussions, and share content like screenshots and fan art. In 2022, Valve took Steam a step further with the release of the Steam Deck, a handheld gaming device that allows players to play their entire Steam library on the go. With so many games, great discounts, and a supported community, Steam has become the go-to platform for PC gamers worldwide. Among these three gaming platforms, I'm sure that even if you don't know much about video games, you've heard of them. They are super popular worldwide and loved by millions of players. Each platform has something different to offer. Some people love the power and exclusives of consoles, while others prefer the flexibility of PC gaming. No matter what kind of player you are, there's always something fun to play. I hope that after this episode, you've learned a bit more about gaming and maybe even feel like trying it out yourself. Video games aren't just about entertainment, they can be a great way to relax, challenge yourself, or connect with friends. There are all kinds of games out there, from action-packed adventures to chill simulation games, so there's definitely something for everyone. In the next episode, I'll be taking out mobile games, so stay tuned. Lately, mobile gaming has been blowing up. Phones are getting more powerful, and mobile gamers are more advanced than ever. Some are super casual and easy to pick up, while others are surprisingly deep and challenging. You can play anywhere, anytime, which makes mobile gaming super convenient. So, in the next episode, I'll be going over some of the best mobile games and why people love them so much. Mobile games has made it easier than ever for anyone to get into games, whether you are a hardcore player or just looking for something fun to do in your free time. If you are curious about mobile games, don't miss the episode. So this is the end of my first episode. See you next time.